Our next guest on Talking Horses this morning is Waikato Studs Mark Chittick. Congratulations, Mark. Ocean Park getting his first Group 1 yesterday in the Epsom with Colding, a great winner.
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. I mean, we've been sitting there waiting for it, and it's been very close on two occasions, and it was just really nice, obviously, from pick up such time on a race like Epsom.
Yeah. Was there much expectation going into the race from your perspective on the form that you'd seen?
Well, certainly, I think, you know, Colding won the Guineas up there in Queensland so impressively, and he's been a very, very consistent horse, and he's obviously a tough sort of a horse, and of course to have the two runners in there was an achievement in itself with the other horse that were in third as well. So to run first and third was a massive achievement, and also something that we're all very proud of, a New Zealand trifecta.
Yeah. How many seasons has Ocean Park now stood at stud?
There's oldest of five at this stage, and a lot of winners in Australia, and I think with yesterday with Colding winning and two stars running third, I think that gave him his eighth Group 1 performer, so he's travelling along really well.
So important, isn't it, to get that Group 1 out of the way for these stallions?
Absolutely, and he's got other chances coming up. Obviously, those two horses will carry on. I mean, Rondinella and Oceanex were both very, very good runs in the Group 2 the other night at Mooney Valley, so they'll be, I would imagine they'll be even setting up this weekend or in the near future anyway. So plenty more opportunities to come, and as I say, he's just been so knocking on the door. But the big thing for us is that it's in these big races, and he's winning these races in Australia, and consistently doing it, which is key for us.
Yeah, and his fee these days is $15,000 plus GST.
Yeah, look, we brought him down to $15,000 this year, and it's probably more sort of a bit of an indication on our local industry. And also, he's a horse that he's so easy in the barn, so fertile. You know, he's just a really easy horse at the end of the day. If he ends up having a massive book, it won't be a problem to him, I can tell you. So we just sort of thought, you know, it offers breeders a good opportunity. And if I'm sure the success will continue like what we had yesterday, and we'll be able to sneak his feedback up if it's warranted. But otherwise, he's an easy horse to run and it'll give him 150, 160 mares this year again.
Yeah. Any high-quality mares amongst those?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, certainly there is. I mean, you know, with our broodmare band and his family, he sort of suits us a little bit ourselves. We've got to be a bit careful with Savaville mares with the double up of Sabeel a bit close there, but certainly some of those O'Reilly mares. And we quite like that cross back to Riley, because he is the same family from O'Reilly a wee way back there. But another thing that seems to be pointing out a little bit is certainly crossing him with the Danehill blood, which he isn't. He is a bit of an outcross there. I think that's the same sort of cross as Colding. That seems to be. A lot of the horses that are showing plenty so far seem to have put Daniel through the pedigree.
Mark, the Kiwis were certainly to the fore yesterday at Randwick.
Yeah, they certainly were. And down there in Melbourne with Alexis, etc. But we're only breeding a small amount of bulls, but we all do our best over here, and it's just great getting those results in Australia, because you know, Australia is where we want it all to happen. And of course, we're only a small percentage of the racehorses over here, but to get the results like we did yesterday, right across Australia in those top races, it really, really is key for us to keep that interest going in New Zealand, from the other side of the ditch. And look, a whole mixture of stallions and a whole mixture of horses that have spent, more or less their whole lives over there, or not their whole lives, but, born and bred here and gone over there, and then through horses that have gone over to race over there and trained from here. So, it was a day that we really enjoy, and hopefully there's more to come.
And on your own turf over there yesterday, what a wonderful achievement by the mare Melody Bell, creating history by becoming the first Triple Crown winner in New Zealand.
Yeah, she really is the princess of the turf over here, and it's wonderful having a highlight horse like yourself, and full credit to that whole team, the syndication arm of Tiakau and David Ellis and his racing organisation and of course Jamie Richards. They've handled her extremely well, and I didn't get down to Hawkesbay yesterday. I was, flat out on the farm, but just seeing the crowd and just sort of feeling the vibe coming through, watching it on the day they were there to watch a superstar and be part of history, and they certainly were.
Mark, thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Good as gold, Joe. Thank you.
That's Mark Chittick from Waikato Stud. They're celebrating the first Group 1 winner for their stallion Ocean Park yesterday in the Epsom Handicap at Randwick, Colding.